Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from the Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. With topics and information about healthy living, here's Dr. David Wick.
Do you suffer from chronic headaches? You thought they would go away, but they just keep coming back. If so, come see me, Dr. David Wick of the Holistic Chiropractic Center. I'll work with you to reduce or even eliminate your headaches. Call 651-342-2083. Are you among those who heard a recent news story announcing that many Americans are taking too much vitamin D? These stories broke out in late June and caused many people to be concerned if they heard it. But the question, argument is more like it, concerns how much vitamin D is too much. The concern over taking excess vitamin D is that if one takes too much of it, he or she may be at risk of overabsorbing calcium and depositing it where it's neither wanted nor needed in such quantities. This could include harmful deposits in one's heart and kidneys. But then, we go back to that question. How much vitamin D is too much? As is too often the case, it depends on the studies you read. The current news reports pointed to standards from the National Academy of Medicine. This NAM guideline infers that consuming more than 4,000 international units of vitamin D per day can be unsafe. Other studies, more recent than those the Academy's guidelines are based on, beg to differ. Such studies insist that the Academy's standard is based on a mathematical error and that the standard recommendation is actually too low. Such investigators have called on the Academy to update the recommendations. This has not come about quite yet. Certain trials, using dosages of 10,000 international units per day, did not have evidence of toxicity. And yet many individuals are concerned about the current reports that exceeding 4,000 international units could be harmful. All of this present debate reminds me of Mark Twain's humorous statement, "Be careful about reading health books. You may die from a misprint." The current debate regards faulty assumptions based on flawed math. While concerns about vitamin D overdose are well-founded, the amount of intake at which that occurs is much higher than speculated in the June reports. The toxic amount of vitamin D, as shown in recent studies, is a blood concentration of about 200 nanograms per milliliter. Most people will never need to worry about that. An important thing to keep in mind with vitamin D, as with all supplements, is a combination of balance and moderation. While sunlight manufacturing vitamin D in our skin is optimal, present conditions, including concerns of dangerous sun rays, keep most of us from benefiting from that natural creation. Hence, we need to supplement or else we'll run the risk of other problems. But when we do, we need to keep a proper balance of vitamin D, vitamin K2, calcium, and magnesium. Without this balance, problems can occur. With the balance, we stand to benefit. I'll be back with more next week.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083. 651-342-2083. Join us again for healthy living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.